Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of your life, 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, alongside Darren Bent. And, of course, it's T-minus 2 days to the Women's Euro final, where England face off with the Germans at Wembley. And it's live on TalkSport. Former lioness Ennio Lucco believes the FA need lots of credit for the appointment of manager Serena Wiegmann.
What a team, what a tournament. Now, just one more step to take. England are on their way to Wembley.
It was expected. Serena Wiegmann's got two back-to-back final major tournaments with the Netherlands, you know, obviously 2017 Euros and then 2019 World Cup. So I'm actually really not surprised. I think whenever I've done interviews before, you know, this tournament or when she was assigned as a manager, we said, well, this could be the difference between England getting to a semi, another semi-final and final. And here we are. The experience of getting to the final, she's obviously, you know, knows how to impress upon the players. And now here we are in a final. And now, you know, it's about just getting over that line and winning it now. But just exceptional manager, obviously a winner, a leader, someone who knows exactly what she wants. I'm really, really impressed and have to say amazing hire by the FA. Obviously, you know, there's been changes of managers and to get it right now in terms of a manager who had that winning pedigree, it's got us to a final for the first time since 2009. So brilliant.
Jordan Henderson admits his pre-season work has been punctuated by supporting England's women at Euro 2022. The Liverpool captain is preparing for Saturday's Community Shield with Manchester City, a game you can hear here on TalkSport, but he's exclusively revealed to us it's the women the day after that he's really looking forward to.
It's been incredible to watch, to be fair. It's like you said, it's been like a breath of fresh air. The atmospheres look amazing in the stadiums when you're watching on telly. You know, I haven't been to one with us having pre-season, but they look really good. The games have been really good. We all watched the Sweden game in the treatment room the other night together, which was good. Really good game. But they've done incredibly well. I speak to a few of them anyway, but yeah, we're all behind them. You know, I hope they can finish the job off on Sunday. They deserve it. But if they keep doing what they've been doing, I'm sure they'll be lifting the trophy come Sunday afternoon.
Now, the Premier League proverbial curtain raiser, no one says that word, a.k.a. the Community Shield, or Charity Shield, as it was called when I was a kid, takes place tomorrow, where Liverpool take on Man City. Come on the draw. It's live on TalkSport. Here's the Reds boss, Jurgen Klippity-Klopp, saying that despite this game being important, it's just an extension of their pre-season. That sounds wrong.
And the situation is, it's a very important game. And the situation is, we still have to prepare a season. Now, we cannot ignore that. So we played last night against Salzburg. We lost 1-0. We trained the day before twice. Pretty intense. That's what we have to do. I cannot ignore the fact that after this important game is a season coming up. So we have to extend our pre-season, if we want, into the season. We play on Saturday against City and we play on Sunday, test game, whatever, against Strasbourg. Then we play Fulham and the next day we play another game, just that we can extend our preseason. That's what we have to do, because from mid-August on, I think we play every 3 days again, so there's no time for training anymore. So we try to do the right things, but of course the schedule is always a challenge to deal with, and that's how it is. Not the first time, it's always like this. And the game on Saturday, if it will it show a lot about the season. I expect two good teams. I saw last night, even when we lost, especially in the second half, I saw us in a really good shape. I hope that we can bring that on the pitch on Saturday as well. But of course, it will be a challenge just to play now 90 minutes in. I'm not sure how the weather in England is, but can be hot as well. So that all comes then together and we will see. But if you win it, it's a very important competition. If you lose it, then it becomes less important.
Now, Aston Villa boss Steven Gerrard, has taken the captain's armband away from defender Tyrone Mings. We'll hear from Alex Crookie Crook shortly. But first, here's their former club captain, Gabby Agbonlahor, who told TalkSport Breakfast that Mingsy will be frustrated.
Tyrone Mings, a man that takes the plaudits, and he just threw his head at it.
I think he would be a bit upset because when you become captain at Aston Villa, you could tell he enjoyed it. Do you know, like,
yes,
the talking from the back, the armband, it's yep, a proud moment, isn't it? So to lose it, yes, he'll be upset, but for me, it doesn't change much. Like, you can still be talking, you can still be shouting at McGinn to get back and order your teammates about just because you haven't got an armband around you. And the first thing is that Steven Gerrard, you know, one of the best midfielders playing in the Premier League, was captain of Liverpool, centre midfielder. He's looking at his midfield, McGinn, Luiz, Kamara. He's looking at McGinn, likes to get about people, Ali. He likes to, like, kick people. He likes to, like, leave everything on the pitch.
Well, it tells us he's not afraid to make the bold decisions. He's not afraid to be ruthless. Probably a hallmark of his playing career as well. If I was Tyrone Mings, though, I would be worried about this situation. I know that he took to Twitter and said that it's not about him and John McGinn, it's about what's right for the club. He said he has no issues with the manager's decision. I struggle to believe that because it's never a nice situation when you are stripped of the armband. But as you say, I think it's a reflection that maybe Tyrone Mings, in a World Cup year, is not guaranteed his place in the Aston Villa starting lineup.
When I got it taken off me by Paul Lambert when he came into Villa, I didn't mind not
you
having
you didn't,
it.
You didn't like
yeah,
him,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't mind Paul Lambert. We got on after the first...
after a few beers, a few weeks ago, you told me.
He was all right, to be fair. But Ali, like, as a striker, yeah, I felt like... I didn't mind being captain, but I wasn't too fussed about it. I wanted to try and score goals, create goals, you know, for your season.
And here's Darren Bent claiming he'd rather have Callum Wilson over Ronaldo. Well, he is 45, I suppose, and he hasn't played... Oh, Cristiano Ronaldo. Laughter track, please. No, really, actually, Bentley did say this on Drive. Honestly, here's your proof.
Up steps Ronaldo, right footed, in! He's done it! Ronaldo has done it!
If Newcastle were interested in him...
Yeah, but he wants to play in the Champions League.
No. I just want to go back to what you were saying about Callum Wilson.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer, isn't it? Ronaldo, Callum Wilson.
I wouldn't say it's a no-brainer. What's that? It's just a no-brainer.
What?
What do you think? It's a no-brainer. They sign Ronaldo and Callum Wilson just goes to the bench?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
What are you talking about?
I don't know about that.
Of course it is.
I don't know about that.
This is your question. Callum Wilson or Ronaldo up top?
Yeah, that is a question. For Newcastle Football Club and where they are right now.
Let me tell you, you're the only person on this planet that thinks like that.
Okay, well, that's a question.
Well, let me ask the Kresh. Anyone in there, put your hand up if you think Newcastle are better with Callum Wilson up top rather than Ronaldo. Not one hand's gone up.
All of them.
Not one hand's gone up.
No, my point was...
I'm saying, have you got the noise for reversing?
No.
Beep, beep.
No,
have you got that?
I don't need that.
What's your point?
What I'm saying is...
Yeah?
Is does he go straight into the team? And
yeah.
After what Callum Wilson's done?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
Oh, I don't know.
Sorry. Cristiano Ronaldo.
What was that? I don't know what that was.
Cristiano Ronaldo or Callum Wilson?
I'm not saying who's a better player.
No.
Who
starts for Newcastle?
What, up front?
Yeah.
Callum Wilson.
Bentley, what are you doing?
Callum Wilson.
Hey? Are you serious? I'll tell you, we're going to go to a break now. I'll let you retract it now, so that's the end of that. Or you're staying with it?
I'm staying with it.
Say it one more time, we'll go to a break with it.
Callum Wilson is my guy.
Listen,
it's a non-starter.
You want to take it back, you can.
I'm not taking it back. Callum Wilson is the guy.
Over Cristiano Ronaldo?
Is the guy.
Over Ronaldo?
Is the guy.
Honestly,
is the guy.
Can I stick with that?
Is the guy.
Okay.
Wilson!
Callum Wilson.
Wilson! Wilson!
Callum Wilson.
Wilson!
On now to Crystal Palace defender Joakim Anderson. And here's a bit of an insight into the dressing room. He told TalkSport that manager Patrick Vieira is not the fiery character he was as a player.
Yeah, I would say he's more soft outside the pitch. He likes to joke a lot. He likes to talk with the players, have a laugh. So
He's a nice guy to be around, bring positive energy to the club, to the team. So yeah, it's a really, really good guy off the pitch.
Zaha, the former Manchester United player, is at the double.
I think Wilfred can score even more goals. He missed some chances last season, so hopefully he can score that this year. But he was fantastic for us. He's a pleasure to have in your team. His work rate, I think many people don't see how hard he works for the team. So yeah, he's a wonderful player to have in your team.
On now to a bit of bum ba-dum, bum bum ba-dum, bum. Oh no, that's Dynasty, not cricket. Anyway, England of course lost to South Africa in the second T20. Here's TalkSport's John Norman.
Johnny Bairstow top scoring once again, but this time only with 30. And credit to Shamsi, the spinner for South Africa yesterday. His three overs went for 49. Well, today he came back and took three key wickets for just 27. And really is he, alongside Riley Russo, have wrapped this game up. It means that we go all square, one apiece. The decider on Sunday afternoon after South Africa have beaten England in Cardiff by 58 runs.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Time to hear from UFCA fighter Molly McCann, telling a story on how she went from working in Subway to the UFC and her dreams of headlining a main event with Paddy the Baddy Pimlet.
I headlined, it's now the M&S Bank Arena. Our Patrick opens the main card and I've closed it. So I've kind of done that and I just feel as if that's the next thing for me and him, for us both to do it. We joked last time, it was like the second coming of the Beatles when we went to America last time, nothing like it. We're just kind of proving that we're not all hype. I know we're very opinionated and we've got strong opinions and we always want to talk about them because we're in a position to do so and people might not like that, but that's what we're here to do. We're here to shake it up and just to change the game.
Subway, big on taste, not on fat.
Was working in a bar and I was working in Subway, hence the name Meatball. And one day I was out with the staff from Subway in the bar where I worked and the doorman sent me home because I was too drunk, which is obviously classic Molly. And they said, there's a girl fighting tonight, go and watch her. Her name was Ronda Rousey. I just watched what she'd done for the sport and I just thought, she's just made £1 million there or $1 million or whatever. And all she's just done is just had to go, and I thought, I'm game, that's a bit of me. And then I just emailed me now manager and I said, I want to be like that Ronda Rousey, and then the rest is history.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. After us at 7 p.m., it's Huddersfield against Burnley in the Championship.
There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks About Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talk Sport.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.